This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Don Gagne.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Israeli ground forces advanced deeper into Lebanon today as warplanes continued to hit targets across southern Lebanon. Hezbollah struck back with a barrage of rockets fired at towns across northern Israel. The three-week-old conflict has aroused intense passions throughout the Middle East. Moderate Arab governments are facing public outrage over Israel's military offensive, and they're under pressure to take a tougher line with Washington.
To learn more, we turn to Ayman Safadi. He's the editor of Al Gad, the only privately owned newspaper in Jordan. He joins me on the line from his office in Amman. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So is there a way to judge accurately what the people in Jordan think about this conflict that's going on in Lebanon?
Very clearly, you could see that people are extremely outraged at the Israeli war in Lebanon. You hear that through people talking, through letters to the editor, through demonstrations. The mood here is one of extreme outrage and anger, not only at Israel for the war in Lebanon, but also at America, which is being perceived as the main backer of Israel in this war and the party that has provided political cover for Israel to go ahead with the war.
I understand there have been some very large protests, pro-Hezbollah protests.
There's been a number of large demonstrations, not just for Hezbollah, they're also against Israel. And if you kind of observe the slogans that were raised in those demonstrations, you'll find the common denominator is that, A, rejection of the war, and two, statements against America for providing support to Israel, and three, demands on the government to at least withdraw its ambassador from Tel Aviv and getting rid of Israeli ambassador in Amman, sending him back home.
In these demonstrations, as you've said, at least some of them have expressed sympathy for Hezbollah. How unusual is this in Jordan?
It's no surprise to anybody that people are sympathizing with Hezbollah. You have to understand that people here live with the war on a daily basis. People are glued to their TV screens, and the only thing they see on those TV screens are images of Lebanese children, women killed, being forced to leave their homes. And definitely Hezbollah has emerged a victor in this war in terms of public perception. Across the Arab world now, Hezbollah is the hero. Hezbollah is the only one standing for Arab rights. Arab governments are impotent. Arab governments are doing nothing. And this is the most dangerous thing, I guess, of the war, is that this radicalization of Arab public opinion, that moderate states now are being criticized for their impotence and are being labeled as stooges for America and Israel.
Is there acknowledgement of Hezbollah's role in instigating the conflict with the abduction of the soldiers and the incursions into Israel?
Now, I think we're beyond that. Initially, in the immediate days of the conflict, people were saying that Hezbollah should not have acted on its own. But now we're beyond that. Now the focus is on the war and the failure to reach a ceasefire that would allow a political settlement of the conflict.
Tell us what this means for King Abdullah. Is he caught in the middle? He's very close to Washington and the Bush administration.
He's under a lot of pressure. He's trying to be a voice of reason. He's trying to push for peace and say that peace is the only way forward. But when his initiatives fail and when people see that the result of all this talk is more Israeli war, then people come and say, you know, what you're doing is not working. And I think the whole Arab officialdom now is in a very difficult position. The war has really embarrassed moderates in the Arab world. It has silenced their voices of reason at this point. So King Abdullah, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, all those countries who are on the moderate sides, who have tried to stand up to radical thinking in the Arab world, whether in terms of Al-Qaeda terror or in terms of Iranian influence over this part of the world, are in a very difficult situation now, and their voices are not really being heard.
Is there a chance that Jordan might actually break its ties with Israel?
I don't think it will do that. Again, if we see some actual progress towards moving the peace process forward, I think the pressure would go down. And I think maybe there is an opportunity to get things moving again, is for the stalemate to be broken.
Ayman Safadi is the editor of Al Gad, the second largest newspaper in Jordan. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure.